just make it up as we go along. It's 8 minutes to nine. Now, later on today, there's going to be a reenactment of the signing of Magna Carta. It's going to be attended by some very big legal figures. It's going to mark the start of 5 years of celebrations. That leads up to the 800th anniversary of the signing of the document. And our legal affairs analyst, Clive Coleman, is where else but in Runnymede this morning. Morning, Clive.
Good morning. Yes, I'm at a very windy but bracy Runnymede. And, Jim, it was here in 1215 that King John was experiencing what we might describe as a little local difficulty with some of his barons. He'd been spending a lot of their money in taxes for his foreign adventures abroad. They brought him here for a bit of alternative dispute resolution. They tied him down to the terms of the Magna Carta, the Great Charter, which many regard as the first Bill of Rights. I'm here with Sir Robert Worcester, who's chairman of the Magna Carta 800 Committee, and Lewis Nielsen, who's Chancellor of the National Society Magna Carta, Dames and Barons. And Lewis Nielsen, you're here for family reasons today.
Over 800 years ago, my ancestors were at this place to force King John to recognize that all rulers are subject to the rule of law. And I'm privileged to continue that mission, focusing on individual liberty and the rule of law.
And Sir Robert, how important is Magna Carta? Is it really the first ever Bill of Rights?
It was described by Lord Denning as the most important constitutional document in history. And the rule of law was carried 405 years ago over to Jamestown to establish the first English-speaking settlement in the New World. And then it extended throughout the British Empire.
And which of our key freedoms can we trace back to the Magna Carta?
The rule of law included the right of trial by jury and that justice delayed is justice denied.
Robert Worcester, Lewis Nielsen, thank you very much. Jim, from a windy Runnymede, back to you.
Thanks very much, John. Here, 529. Now, Twitter can be a dangerous